From Advanced Communication Skills, I'm Jackson Rigney, and you are listening to Investing 101. Today, we will learn the basics of how the stock market and investing works and how to get involved in the stock market as a teenager. I'm here today to teach you the basics of investing, hopefully sparking an interest in investing. Let's start with this question. What is investing? In its simplest form, investing is purchasing an asset or item with the goal of generating money or appreciation from that asset or item. For example, when someone invests in art, they're buying it because they believe that that art will become more valuable while in their possession. So when they go back to sell it, they can sell it for more money than they had purchased it for, generating a profit. If this hasn't been made clear enough yet, I'll tell it to you straight. Investing is based off of the power of value and worth. When you invest, you're hoping that you've funded your money into this asset when it is at its lowest worth. So when you go back to put it on the market or sell it, you have maximized the amount of money you have made. The true beauty of investing is that you can invest in virtually anything, from real estate, to vehicles, to sports memorabilia, to shoes. The list goes on. Anyone can invest, but it's the smart investors who make the real bucks. Now, let's move on to investing in the stock market. You can pretty much invest in about anything, but most people choose the stock market because it is the easiest to track and you can grow your money exponentially if you invest in the right place at the right time. But first, what is the stock market? Well, the simplest definition is that the stock market is a computerized online marketplace where investors connect and buy and sell investments, most commonly stocks, which are shares of ownership in a public company. Like any other investment, these stocks have worth to them. The difference between stocks and a piece of art is that the stock isn't physically real. Let me explain. When you own a stock, you are paying for a minuscule portion of ownership in a company. The price of the stock fluctuates based on how people think the company is going to do in the future. For example, if the public is informed that a company made a major mistake with product shipping and the product will not be able to reach the consumer in time, the price of the stock will drop rapidly. As another example, this could make a company go from $100 per share of stock, which is one individual stock, to $80 a share, meaning that if you owned $1,000 of a company stock, you would lose $200 off of your initial ownership. At the same time, you have a similar chance to make $200 more than you initially owned. Focusing back on the stock itself, this ownership of a stock doesn't give you any authority in the company, but it does give you a piece of virtual property that you can resell back to the market when you think you can make the most money. The real reason why people usually choose to invest their money in stocks is that companies have the opportunity to exponentially grow and expand their company rapidly. As an extremely radical example, if you had invested $10,000 into Amazon when it was $18 a share in the 90s, that stock would be worth more than, ready, $12 million today. This example is extreme, but smaller versions of this happen on the smart market on a daily basis. Now, I'm going to talk to you about how to get into the stock market as a teenager, or if you are under 18. First and foremost, you are going to have to talk to your parents about it and show an interest. If your parents don't invest in the stock market themselves or want you to invest on your own, it's going to be almost virtually impossible for you to open an account on your own. After you have gotten past that, make sure that your parents have a company that they invest with and research that company to see if it offers a type of an account called a custodial account. A custodial account is a smaller secondary account that is legally owned by your parents and their larger account, but you have the control of, and you can make the decisions of what companies you would like to invest in. After you are sure your parents' company offers a custodial account, go with your parents to the company's websites and open the custodial account. It will take a few days to process the account, so in that time, you will want to start to research companies that you would like to invest in. A good idea would be investing in companies that you know, like Apple, Microsoft, or Google. After the account goes through, you are going to wire a transfer of money from your personal bank account into the custodial account with help from your parents. This process will take another few days. A good idea is to initially send only a small portion of money into the account so you can begin testing out what it feels like to trade stocks without the risks of losing too much money. After you have the money in your custodial account, you are free to begin investing. If possible, I recommend opening an account with a financial company, Charles Schwab, because they have a program called Stock Slices, in which you don't need to buy the entire stock share, or you can just buy a slice of it. As well as this, they have a simple iPhone app to track your money as it fluctuates. Finally, watch your stocks on a daily basis, because you will want to be able to monitor your stocks so you know when to buy or sell them. With this new information in mind, you officially have the knowledge to go out and begin stock trading. Thank you for your time today. You now understand investing, the stock market, and how to get into the stock market. These are tools that will be helpful for a lifetime if you use them correctly. Again, I'm Jackson Rigney, and you have been listening to Investing 101.